It's very easy for me and my personality to get overwhelmed in these liturgies because there's so many little details. And if I'm trying to think about the homily, there's only so much bandwidth in there, right? First reading today, we go back to Passover, to the first one. There we see the symbol of a lamb who is slaughtered, a lamb whose blood becomes a sign for God to pass over. That same lamb had to be eaten by all who were in the house. They had to eat the flesh of the lamb whose blood would redeem them, would protect them, would cover them. The lamb, my brothers and sisters, was a prefigurement, an echo. It's hard to imagine an echo happening before the original sound. That Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. It is by the shedding of His blood that not only do we avoid destruction, but we are transformed and changed. We are made clean by the blood of the Lamb. And so the Lamb of Passover points us to the Lamb that John, his whole mission, his whole preparation, and all that he does for the one moment to be able to point out Jesus and say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." There he is. He is the one that will espouse, who will redeem Israel. So on that night, Jesus breaks it open. On that night, Jesus changes the Passover meal. Now it is no longer a covenant in the flesh of the lamb or the blood of the lamb. It is now a covenant in his flesh. It is now a covenant in his blood. Paul bears witness to this in the second reading as he explains what happens on the night of the Last Supper. On the night, he changes, transforms the Passover, fulfills it in himself. The Lamb always was him. He was always pointing to a future fulfillment in him. Do we understand the context of tonight for Jesus? I don't know about you, but when there's some big pressing thing, some big decision, some big event, something that's there in the background, and I am invited to be present at another place, another situation, it's very hard for me. It's very hard for me to set aside this big thing in order to be present in that moment. Jesus knows exactly what's going to take place. He knows what's going to happen tonight, what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows everything that's going to take place. And what does he do in this moment? Basically, you could say the situation of Jesus' life in this moment is pretty scary. The situation of his life. If you knew that your impending death was in the next 24 hours, how would you be acting right now? The betrayal of friends, the abandonment of friends, the denial of friends, that he's going to be slandered, that he's going to be lied about, all of these things. And yet, what does he do? Does he sit in the corner on a stool with his arms crossed, pouting? Jesus takes this moment to serve. I don't know too many people that have the ability 24 hours before their death to serve. Most of the time when we get to that point, we are of no service to anyone. We are the opportunity for service. In all of the situation of his life, in all of the everything that is happening around him, he serves. In this moment, he gives of himself. He gives the witness of love. In this moment, when everyone else, if we knew the moment, if others knew that moment, they would be, how can we serve you? How can we love you? How can we help you in this moment? We know what's happening for you. Tell us what we can do for you. How can we be there for you? And in this moment, he is taking care of them. And he is doing it in a very important way. When we come together for the celebration of the Mass, my brothers and sisters, we do not know what we are doing. I say that to you as a priest who's been a priest for 17 years. You know how many Masses that is that I have celebrated? If it's one a day, that's 365. There are days where there's more than one. I can tell you. Times 17. And I still don't understand this mystery. When I say I don't understand, it doesn't mean that I don't know something about it, but it is a mystery. It is as if it opens up, and the closer you get, the more and more that you see and understand. And it reveals how much more you don't yet fully know. What Jesus is doing tonight is he's opening up the mystery for us. So that for the rest of time, until the fulfillment of all time, his people would be able to enter into this one mystery. And they would be able to bring into this mystery the circumstances of their life. We have gathered here tonight. Is everything at home at peace? Everything at work, just honky-dory, everything's great, right? Everything is perfect at home, and so you had nothing else to do, so you decided to show up for Mass. No. All that you were a part of, all of the situations of your life, all of the circumstances of your life, you have brought here to this place. And you bring it here, into this celebration, through him, with him, and in him. And just as Jesus draws into this moment and opens it up for us to be one with him in the circumstances of our life, because where is he headed to? He is headed to the cross. My brothers and sisters, you bear a cross and you bring it with you into the church today. And you are headed to this ultimate gift of yourself. What will you do? What will be your response here in this place as the mystery of Jesus is opened up for you? And when I ask that question, I'll ask it a different way. Will you serve? Because when Jesus washes the feet of his apostles and says, you need to do this for others. When Jesus breaks the bread, when he offers the cup, he says, do this in remembrance of me. He's not just talking about the doing of the bread and the wine that we do at Mass. He is saying, do this with your life. Break it open. Give yourself away in love. Serve in this moment. And you will understand why The apostles, I can't imagine when they're sitting there at the Passover meal and he says, take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which was given for you. Okay, what? Last cup of the meal, hey, cup number 3. Here you go. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. It's the cup of my blood. I can imagine the first guy had probably already had it to his lips and was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you talking about here, Jesus? Blood what? What are you talking about? You will understand. You will understand. You see what he's doing is he is giving them an example. He is offering love. He is breaking himself open. He is demonstrating love. He is humbling himself beyond belief. The creator of the whole world kneels before his disciples and washes the feet. He's giving us an example that in the midst of whatever circumstance of your life, he is revealing what you are called to be. He's revealing what you are called to do and how you are to respond. Because what do we want to say? In the circumstances of our life, we want to say, Jesus, I feel like I'm dying here. Do you not care? This is going on. This is happening. This is difficult. That's hard. This is difficult. I thought you loved me. That's our normal response, what we want to say to him in response. And he is inviting us in that moment to love and to serve. Because he says, if you're dying here, if you bring it here to this place and you die to yourself, 2 days from now, you will know the answer, my brothers and sisters. None of your dying ends in death. None of your dying in Jesus Christ ends in death. All of your dying ends in life, in victory. And so the circumstances of your life, the invitation of our life, which creates within us fear, he says, come to me, come into this place, come here, and see what I do, and do this. Not only the celebration of the Mass, not just the breaking of the bread, but bring your offering here, and in the midst of the trial, love, serve, give yourself away. But if I do that, I will die, Jesus. Yes. But your death does not end in death. You see, we as Christians, we as believers in Jesus Christ, are to turn the world upside down. And when the world is in the same turmoil, in the same struggle, in the same circumstances as us, and they look at us and they say, why are you loving in this moment? What is wrong with you? Why are you sacrificing in this moment? Do you not see the situation that we are in? How can you love? It's right here. It's the mystery that we are going to be entering into for the next 3 days. It is one mystery, my brothers and sisters, that to get to the resurrection, we must first pass through the cross. We are not exempt from the cross in following Jesus. We pass through it with him. He shows us a way. He opens it up. He redeems us, and we are invited to pass through, redeemed. And so the celebration of the Mass tonight, the first celebration of the Mass, is one with the cross tomorrow. And it is one with the resurrection on Sunday morning. For most of us, we know this moment. We don't fully yet know Sunday morning. But that's why he went first. That's why he led the way, my brothers and sisters. so that in this moment, when I say this moment, it's not just tonight, Thursday night at, 7:40, no. When I say this moment, I mean this moment in your life, this moment in the circumstances, this moment in the trial, this moment in the difficulty, this moment in the cross. In this moment, what is he saying to you? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to serve. Do not be afraid to give your life for your brothers and sisters. Do not be afraid to be broken and shared. Because this does not end in death. You understand why this is so important? Why the celebration of the Mass is so important? Because it speaks to this moment of life. Every time we come for the celebration of Mass, it speaks to this moment. Because we look through the Mass to the resurrection. And it gives us the courage to be exactly who we are supposed to be. A people who are not afraid to serve. A people who are not afraid to lay down our life for our brothers and sisters. Jesus gives us the courage to love my brothers and sisters in a radical way today. He opens it for us. He demonstrates it. And he gives us the invitation to be one with him. Do you want to be a courageous lover? Now that sounds weird to say in church. We need courageous lovers. And the only way we have the courage to do what we are called to do and to be is this. When I point at this, it's this and everything that this opens for us. It is what Jesus has done. His life, his death, and his resurrection. It is all here. It is here in this mystery. It is broken open, and you are invited in to be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. And to be able to make an offering, a perfect offering of praise and sacrifice to our Heavenly Father. To give our life in sacrifice and in service. Because it's who we are. We have always been this. But now we see it demonstrated. And we, in grace, receive the courage to do it and to be it. When people don't come to church, they say, how do you live? You must be incredibly scared of living life. I need this every day to give me the courage to serve and to love. My brothers and sisters, I there is so much weird joy in my heart right now. I don't look forward to entering into these days. I think it's the same kind of weird joy that Jesus has about the moment of everything coming. Right? When he embraces his cross, it's like, what are you doing? It's a cross. Quit embracing it. You're an idiot. You're crazy. The joy of what is coming, the joy of transformation, the joy of hope in this moment, the joy of no matter what the circumstances of your life are, he invites us in. Do not be afraid. See what he does, imitate what he does, and do this. Do this, my brothers and sisters. Do this in memory of him.